Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, is it true that you don't learn anything out of success, but all by mistakes?
The zero defects mentality that swept through businesses was truly detrimental to allowing organizations to grow and learn. How do you view mistakes happening in your organization? The more we demand complete excellence, the more people will hold back from making a full effort or be willing to try new things, and they're going to work harder to cover up errors than to fix them. Let's look at three ways to approach mistakes in your business.
Okay, what's number one?
You either are winning or learning. Everyone loves to win. It feels good to win. And every victory is predicated on lessons learned from previous mistakes. Yes, we need mistakes to teach us what not to do, how to be better, interact with coworkers and customers, and grow in our knowledge. Rarely do we do things right the very first time. Allow your employees to approach mistakes as lessons, not as something to hide from.
All right, number two.
The big picture. Sometimes people fall into the trap of sweating the small stuff and losing the overall picture view. Sometimes life is three steps forward and two steps back.
Oh, yeah.
It is still a net gain, and the backup steps are lessons that you learn for improvement. Don't lose sight of the bigger win that can be accomplished with a few minor mistakes along the way.
And finally,
build your relationships. When a mistake happens, I mean a big one, how do you react? Do you explode? Place blame? Run for cover? Big mistakes are an opportunity to show your true character to your employees. Good leaders know the lessons in the error is where the focus should be, even if the mistake was painful. Employees grow their trust for leadership when they know you are helping them learn, not placing blame.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.